Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, Kim, schooling you a little bit here. That's some Montrose Space Station number 5. That was Sammy Hagar's first band back when he was about 20 years old. So,
that's all I hear.
Man, you sound like my wife.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh.
I knew
who Montrose was.
No, I don't. Oh, I didn't know who Montrose was.
Right. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. So I'm not the only one.
That is Ryan Wiggins.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
There's a Van Halen world that I've dipped toes in it, but that's not my classic rock.
He likes Gary Cherone's Van Halen.
He does not. Nobody likes Gary Cherone's Van
Halen. I'm referring to the entire Van Halen world that I've only dipped a toe in, and it wasn't in that era.
No, okay. Sammy Hagar was the second lead singer of Van Halen, but he started out in Montrose, and then he had his own careers, the Red Rocker, when he did I Can't Drive 55. And then when they fired David Lee Roth, and he stumbled. So
I got to check out Montrose. That's a cool song.
Oh, they got some good songs.
Yeah, I don't know
Bad Motor
about
Scooter.
Them.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I do
Hot,
know that
Sweet
song.
And Sticky.
Oh,
yeah,
I can't wait to not check them out.
Songs.
Yeah, you'll have a great weekend.
Not listening to them.
Yeah, I hear you. We're just talking about Kim's lack of musical taste, but that's okay. We'll continue that elsewhere. So speaking of that, Ryan, you walked in here and Kim asked you if you had a tiny pocket on your T-shirt, and I have not seen it yet, but you've got to. This is probably not great radio, but what do we got here? Turn around here so I can see this.
Here. Okay, I'll turn the way around for you.
There's
Mike.
A tiny little pocket on the bottom of your shirt. What is that for? Is it for your AirPods or what? What's it
for? I'll give you the suggestions once I walked in the
money?
Room. Kim suggested drugs. Carl suggested keys, but only tiny locker keys.
Tiny keys.
It's not a
to,
big
to
pocket.
To work out money, maybe like a dollar rolled up.
And the real answer is lint.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Because I didn't even know this was here. I mean, it's just a shirt, you guys.
Like,
it's just
what
shirt.
Is the purpose
you, like,
of that?
Did you like
get
it out of your van or did your wife buy it for you or something?
No, this was probably bought at Kohl's by my dad for Christmas 3 years ago.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's not even like workout material clothing, right?
No, I don't work out in this.
How about just stopping that sentence at I don't work out?
I do work out a little bit.
Oh, okay.
But I just don't work out in this.
He lifts those 5 pounders, Mark.
No, you know, when I go to the gym, what I do is I set up the camera and then shirts off.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And you just flex in the mirror.
And I just wait for guys to walk by and stare at me and then I get on them. Like, you need to get out of here.
You do a grunt. Ooh,
I'm not a piece of meat.
Look at me lifting these 25 pounders.
Yeah.
I'm strong. Check out my muscles.
Oh, my gosh. So it's Friday.
Yeah, it is. You can tell.
It's almost 9
around here. Oh, man. Did you watch the DNC last night?
You know what's funny is I had soccer practice last night, not for myself, but for my son. And so we got home kind of late, and I got everybody to bed and was doing the whole nighttime routine, sat down to watch the DNC, turned it on, balloons.
It was over. Yeah. It had just ended.
I missed everything. So I went back and watched clips and stuff, but I didn't see anything that was really any different. And I will tell you this, the post-game coverage that I was watching on CNN was a little surprising because I thought at that moment they'd be like, oh my gosh, things are great. America's going to be fine. And they weren't. They were a little subdued.
You should have watched MSNBC.
They
Rachel
felt,
Maddow
they
said,
felt
this
joy.
Is a moment you will remember where you were for the rest of your life.
Seriously?
Yeah. Rachel Maddow. You will remember this moment, this Kamala Harris speech, for the rest of your life. You'll know where you were when you heard it.
I hope by like 5 p.m. that I've already forgotten about it.
Let me be clear,
that's a
though.
That's a goal of mine.
CNN was not out of spin mode. They were very much in spin mode. They just acted like they were having to work a little harder to spin than usual.
I wonder why. Well, they had Scott Jennings on there, who Reardon has on his show sometimes, and I thought he kind of set him straight. Well, you know, I've been listening all week, and you still haven't addressed the elephant in the room, which is, what are you going to do to fix this stuff? You've not given a single clear policy proposal all week on what you're going to do differently than what Joe Biden's done, which has screwed everything up. And you've controlled the White House 12 of the last 16 years. So if everything's really broken, you probably played a role in that. And they didn't appreciate that very much.
No. And he actually has done – that's exactly what I've been watching because he's on CNN. And he has done a pretty good job of pointing out the hollowness of this whole thing. Because, and I said this before, that some of these speeches have been pretty good, and they're painting a picture of Kamala, and they're, you know, they're all shining the spotlight on her. That's what you're supposed to do. And they'll tell a personal story. Oh, here's what she did when the bridge of Maryland fell. And, you know, these things are like, oh, okay, that's stuff you're supposed to do in a convention. You're also supposed to talk about issues.
And what you do.
And so they're doing the glossy stuff. And they're actually doing a decent job of it, mm-hmm. but that's it. And at the end of 4 days, you're going, okay, thank you. Even if you're on the fence somehow and you're like, oh, I'm going to tune in and see. There's just nothing there. Mm-hmm. And we're not the first to say that, but I'm surprised now after 4 days of it that it really never got there.
The only thing they really talked about was abortion. And we're going to restore reproductive rights. I mean, that was hammered hard by just about every single speaker at the DNC.
Speaking, Ryan, as you did earlier, of taking your shirt off, let's talk about RFK for a minute. RFK Jr.
Yeah, let's do that.
That guy's buff.
I don't look at that stuff.
Oh, man. I don't know what he
does. To me, it's about character.
What's that, Carl?
Don't follow him on Instagram if you don't want to see him.
If you don't want to see him shirtless, don't follow him on Instagram.
I don't, because I don't think he's a piece of meat, you guys.
But thank you for that.
Yeah.
Stop objectifying him, you guys.
Don't you think?
I also never look at Vladimir Putin riding a horse.
I can never look at Vladimir Putin without that image of him riding the horse. I just can't, with no shirt on. I mean, it looks like the guy in that soap commercial. You know what I'm talking about?
It's just such a funny image that he would, and RFK to an extent, that they think, you know what? This is going to reflect well on me.
It's like Geraldo Rivera taking pictures of himself without a shirt on. Why?
Yeah.
I didn't need to see that.
I mean, if you want to leak one every now and then, okay. But
you and Anthony Weiner, you got to be careful.
None of the photos that you post are leaked. That's what people want you to believe.
Right.
It's like, I accidentally happened to be shirtless and flexed in my bathing suit, and it just happened to pop up on my social media. It posted itself.
And that's what Chris Cuomo would say. He'd be like, oh, I was just working out in my backyard, and somebody was taking pictures of me.
Paparazzi snapped him again.
Okay.
Oops.
Okay. You know the only one I believe who was shirtless that you're like, or really pantless more than shirtless that you're like, I don't think he meant that, was Paul Pelosi.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I don't think
he
they meant for those
intend
pictures
to get on TV
to
with
come
that
out.
So, what do you think? There's this is a 1 or 2 point bump for Donald Trump. What do you see in the polling if RFK endorses?
Yeah, well, RFK is at a low in his campaign, so this is a good time for him to do it because he's got no chance of winning. You'd think if he did have a outsider's chance, he would have gone from where he was at about 11 or 12% to 15, 20, been climbing up and been like, oh, maybe there's a shot in Hades that I could do this. But he's gone the opposite way, and he's now around 4%. And so the people who are committed to RFK are really, really, first of all, they're committed voters because they're paying attention, and they're really committed to protesting this. So the people who are committed to the protest vote, people are going, oh, well, it's about half and half, because when you pull him out of a race, put him in a race, he really kind of pulls from both. And that's true. But when you pull him out, first of all, he's endorsing a candidate. It's not as if everybody's just going to scatter to the corners. He's actually saying, please vote for this guy. We assume. I mean, he hasn't done it yet. But if that is what he does, then he will be endorsing a candidate. And then also, if you're doing a protest vote, you don't really have anybody else to vote for on the right. You do on the left. You've got some third-party candidates.
Cornel West. I mean, come on.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I don't know whether would be candidates that these people would really enjoy voting for. But if you're just protesting, you would. On the right, you don't have anybody else. So I do think that even if it's a percentage or half a percentage, it's a pretty big deal. And again, if he endorses a candidate, it's not just that he's dropping out. He's moving into a corner.
He wants you to go there.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
So
I mean, I would think if you were going to support the Democrats, specifically Kamala, by now you would have already moved over to that camp. Like the percentage of people that he's already lost, because we've seen him drop in the polls, I'm assuming they've already gone over to the Kamala camp.
And Trump, like, exactly.
And,
yeah.
Maybe Trump, but I feel like the bigger, yeah, so I would think if anyone's going to move, it's probably going to be people, like you said, either moving to Trump's camp or to Jill Stein or whatever.
Yep, that's true. Ryan, appreciate your time, my friend.
Yeah.
Remind people when they can hear Wiggins America this weekend.
7 to 8 Saturday morning, 7 to 8 Sunday evening.
Very nice.
Easy to remember.
Yes.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We appreciate you. Thank you. All right.
Get more at 971talk.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.